People often argue over Android versus iPhones. But the real debate should be middle-aged Gen X morning shows versus Happy Hour. Guess who wins? We will let you decide. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Completely different.
Smoke. Medical.
Weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. We the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know Hoppy Hour in your system.
Oh, yeah. What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. And don't think I forgot about you for the next hour. You can leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Today, it is October 10th. 2024 at 3:31 p.m. and I am at my friend's house without any power. Now, you're probably wondering, how are you broadcasting live if you don't have any power? I have a PodTrack P8 Zoom podcasting board. And I'm also connected to the internet via the LTE on my iPhone, which is the greatest thing ever. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you want a show today, because you can listen to local radio and get wall-to-wall coverage of the hurricane. And that's completely fine. They are there for that. You can get the weatherman. You can get all you want. We're not going to be talking too much about the hurricane today because I want to take our mind off of it. I'm also nationally syndicated, so listeners in Minnesota didn't get affected. But I'm based out of Tampa Bay. You get what I'm saying? So if you're listening and you're like, oh, I want the latest info on the hurricane, go to Dennis Phillips or Paul Delgado or Bay News 9. But if you want a good time where everyone's hanging out and making the best of it, the show to be would be Hoppy Hour. Now, was I scared as hell last night? Yes, I was frightened. Between 9:30 to midnight, I was just, you know, laying in bed with my cat, and the wind just, you know, goes against the house. And I've never actually experienced a hurricane because the last few times I've been able to evacuate. And before I get into my night, because it wasn't that interesting, I took 40 milligrams of a Delta 8 gummy, had a CBD Delta 8 lollipop from DZBZHoney.com. Go there and use keyword H-O-P-P-E. So I was pretty, you know, high. So I slept. But I will tell you that there is this thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that we need to discuss about the hurricanes. The first point is not everybody can literally evacuate. I have seen all over my social media, because I got listeners in Cleveland, Rochester, New York, that everybody's like, oh my God, why didn't you evacuate? Well, I did evacuate. I had to evacuate from Zone A in St. Pete. That is the zone that had to evacuate. But the part in Tampa that I'm in, nobody had to evacuate. So I was listening to like sports radio in Chicago, and some of the shows were like, oh, those Floridians that don't escape. It's like, I was not going to go through all my money to drive to Georgia to maybe get a place and then have my cat meow. And then what? Sometimes Georgia gets shut down. Like during Hurricane Irma, I drove to Chicago and I couldn't just drive back because Georgia was shut down. There's a lot more than just evacuating. Because I notice all 49 states, if you're not in Florida, you don't get that you can't just always leave. Because then the roads get clogged up and then you're in stop and go traffic at 2 a.m. in the middle of Nashville, Tennessee, next to that factory mill that smells like crap. Yeah, everybody talks about how amazing Nashville is. If you're a country music fan, that is the Mecca. The girls are beautiful and whatnot. But it also smells like crap there. So yes, you can't just evacuate all the time. And the second thing I want to address to everybody listening up north that's from the Midwest, if you want good coverage of a hurricane, you know where you go? You go to Bay News 9, which is the local basic TV affiliate for local news. There's all different versions. It's through Spectrum Internet. So there is a Bay News 9 in Florida, and then there's Orlando News 9. They're all in different cities, and they give you the traffic, the weather, the local news. They do interviews with local celebrities. I've been on it. It's cool. Anyway, just a little humble drop. Here's what I'm saying. Follow those channels. Look for the local news channels, ABC Action News with Dennis Phillips, Fox 13 with Paul Delgado. If you want actual Florida news, listen to 102.5 The Bone. Listen to the actual people talking to you that are from Florida. When you watch the Weather Channel, CNN, Fox News, they make it seem like the whole world is over with. Now, I have listeners that are listening to me right now that probably lost their car and lost their house. So I 100% get that not everybody got away scot-free. I lost the front part of my bumper. My bumper flew off of my car. So something happened to me. So I'm not saying nothing happened to Florida because I don't want to get a message saying, oh, you're saying nothing happened. But Fox News was like focusing on Fowler Avenue being completely underwater. And it was like, that was for a little bit, but then it drained. And then the other roads, I was driving around Tampa just now, everything was fine. There's, you know, trees in the middle of the road and a lot of businesses don't have power, but not every single road is underwater. There are some catastrophic things that happen to people. I have a coworker who lost her house. I have friends who lost their car with the last hurricane. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying nothing happened, but if you want actual footage that's not biased, that's giving you the truth, that's not propaganda, like the Weather Channel, where those guys are literally getting a boner from doing this. If you want the honest ones, talk to them and follow the weathermen that are locally, that live here, that could lose their house. The gym guy at the Weather Channel probably lives in New York City in a loft, and he's visiting because it's ratings for him because that's his job, because the Weather Channel, that's their Super Bowl. It's been making me mad because everybody watches the Weather Channel, and that's fine. But just, you know, don't watch the Weather Channel because it's utter propaganda. In Florida, the local news station had a billboard that had a countdown until hurricane season began on June 1st. I was driving down 275, the highway through downtown Tampa, going by West Shore Avenue, and there's that billboard, and it said 1 day, 1 hour, 5 minutes, 30 seconds, 29 seconds, 28 seconds. It was one of those countdowns until hurricane season begins. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, I don't think they'll be doing that anymore. That's nothing we should really be applauding. I'm just saying, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. This is where I go through the fan mail that Hoppy Hour got. The love and also the hate, because you'll listen to a lot of other radio shows and they'll just read the compliments. I've literally worked on radio shows, Rivers Morning Glory, where literally they only read the compliments and they throw out the bad messages. There's no fun in that. There's no fun in living in Cleveland. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I got myself a hater. I said that Travis Kelce is probably cheating on Taylor Swift all the time because they're never together. And he's a known slut who cheated on all his exes. And people get mad about that. And when I say that on my show, I always know that people will get mad. It's just the way things go. Because you got the Swifties that have a perfect image of these celebrities. And this comment I got here. You know what people do on YouTube to rip into me? They try to bring me down. They try to make me feel bad. Now, when I read these messages, they don't always make me feel like, you know, woohoo. But you know what the one insult that everybody says to try to, you know, poke the bear is? They say, oh, you only have 20 views on this video. Or, oh, in this comment, it said right here on Happy Hour. Let me load this up because we have slow internet from the LTE. Oh, my God. A loser with 501 subscribers says it. It must be true that Travis is cheating on Taylor. That's as good as fiction. You know what's going to happen when this does come out that Taylor was cheated on by Travis? I'm going to laugh at all you psycho fans' faces. Everybody that kissed her ass. Your lips are all sore from kissing her ass. Also here, there's a DM from Dr. Ron Johnson, who's out in Germany, one of our international listeners of Happy Hour. He says, you are doing a great job and you are always spot on, which I absolutely love that because that describes my radio show, that describes me as a person, not the part that I'm so flawless and amazing, because trust me, I have flaws, but the fact that 50% of people were like, yeah, I love Ryan Hoppy, I'm down with it, I'm digging it, and then 50% of you mutants are like, no, you suck because you're going after your dream, relax. Life's short. People died last night. It doesn't matter. If you don't like my radio show, don't listen to it. But guess what? The people that don't like it are the ones that usually listen longer.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Now she'll go home.
Man, but what that got to do with me? As long as she's straight up with me, I don't give a damn who you see. But when I'm back in town, just spend some time with me whenever your man is not around. Let me be the one that'll hold you down whenever your man is not around. Let me be the one that'll hold you down. I'll be the one that'll turn your frowns around. Cause you can be yourself with me, no need for fronting and sucking in your stomach. No need to suck in your stomach, knowing damn well you can't breathe. Loosen up just a little bit, I'm the one you need to chill with when you need you some of that real. Ooh, wait till you see my lady, we'll talk about it. After the first time, you might not wanna be without it. It's a reason you cheating on it. Compare him to me, I doubt it. I'm Don Blazes, we can go somewhere private and see about it. And you know that you know it's wrong, you know that this feeling strong. On the low, we can get the zone if you be my Mrs. Jones. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gon' call you Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones. See, we both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get the song. Relax and let it flow. Nobody has to know. And we got a thing going on, let's keep this on the low. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gon' call you Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones. See, we both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get the song. Relax and let it flow. Nobody has to know. And we got a thing going on, let's keep this on the low. Tell you what you missing. You miss them hugs and kisses. You miss excitement at night, and you miss excitement at night. And girl, you don't feel the same. And he's steady tripping, ain't he? Tripping, ain't he? Tripping, tripping, ain't he? And I'm gonna simply change it. See, I can taste your cherry pie before I slide inside. See,
got Miss Jones, them cause they lonely and they need some time. I read between them lines, I see that you be crying, cause he ain't even trying, so I'm the one to ease your mind. Girl, you ain't fooling me, your man ain't who he used to be, and plus, girl, he ain't cool as me. Filthy rich as you can dream, you just like the Queen of England. So when you're ready for some freaking, you ain't gotta leave him, you can be my Mrs. Jones. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gon' call you Mrs. Jones. See, we both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get this song. Relax and let it flow, nobody has to know. And we got a thing going on, let's keep this on the low. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gon' call you Mrs. Jones. See, we both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get this song. Relax and let it flow, nobody has to know. And we got a thing going on, let's keep it on the low.
Let's get busy, baby, take it off, make it wiggle when you walk. Neighbors gonna call the law, cause I'm about to break you off. Got kids, lock them out, send them out with your spouse. Make it rock when it's out, wanna see you quite a while. Me and you, let's have a ball, make it hot like Arkansas. Snatch the phone out the wall, let me see that monkey paw. Dip it low, ride it slow, on the bed, on the floor. Up and down, there we go, round and round, yeah you know. Breathing like some animal, find the camera, strike a pose. Girl, let's take a lot of those, when we done, take some more. I know you tired of creeping, but now you know you cheating. But you with me because you like the way that Ye is eating. You know it feels good, but we both know it's wrong. This what it is, girl, to my Mrs. Jones.
Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gon' call you Mrs. Jones. See, we both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get this song. Relax and let it flow, nobody has to know. And we got a thing going on, let's keep this on the low. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gon' call you Mrs. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
That was Lil Rock Plays with Mrs. Jones Remix.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom around. Mitranine. MITRA-9.com. And at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, HOPPE, to save 20%. When I tell you that it's the best kava and kratom in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour and get into celebrity news. Like I said earlier, if you want hurricane coverage, go to Dennis Phillips.
And now, something completely different.
He is a brilliant upcoming superstar, Ryan Seacrest. What? Oh, Ryan Hoppy.
What everyone else is afraid to say, Ryan Hoppy will say for you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
What is it?
Other stations are tuned in too.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan's tall like the sky.
Oh, sure.
6'9", he's fly.
Oh, I am.
From Chicago to the Bay.
That's where I live.
In St. Pete, he'll stay. Talk of love and fame.
Mm-hmm.
Dating life's his game.
I'm the expert.
News on stars he spills.
Totally.
With laughter filled.
Makes sense.
Happy hour, all you need.
Oh, sure.
Rich and Ely, take a seat.
Yeah, bitch.
Ryan's got the groove.
What's going on?
Happy hour makes you move.
Here's the best part.
Meow.
In Florida they reside.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And for all the info on this show, go to RyanHoppyRadio.com. That's H-O-P-P-E, not H-O-P-P-Y. What the hell is going on with Diddy?
Diddy's family showing their support in person while the rapper sits behind bars.
They're like, we need your money, Daddy. Without you, we're nothing. We're just like every other 20-year-old.
TMZ was first to report Diddy's twin daughters, Delilah and Jessie, along with mom Janice, spent time at Diddy's Brooklyn Detention Center last week.
Here's the thing. Diddy's daughters being by his side, of course, that's their dad. They probably never saw the monster side of him. And also, in an interview, somebody from Entertainment Tonight was talking to Diddy's daughters, and Diddy's daughters were like, oh yeah, we keep his dating life separate. So they're probably in utter denial that their dad's a sociopathic pedophile scumbag rapist, potentially murderer, allegedly murderer, maybe. But Diddy's mom supporting him? You gave birth to this monster. You must be a scumbag as well.
I'm an extreme mama's boy.
During the supervised visit, Diddy was allowed to hug his mom and twin girls.
That's so good.
It comes as the embattled media mogul and his legal team gear up for his day in court.
Mm-hmm. Combs abused, threatened, and coerced victims to fulfill his sexual desires.
Those are some weird desires he has.
Diddy's denied all allegations against him after he was charged for sex trafficking and racketeering.
I'm waiting for the moment that Diddy's like, yeah, let me raise my hand, Judge. I did all of it.
He has been ready to defend this case since.
I love this lawyer he has. Like I've said five times in the last 2 weeks, you need to get you a friend or a significant other that speaks well about you behind your back like Diddy's lawyer.
He has been ready to defend this case since he first found out about this case. He believes he's innocent. I believe he's innocent.
No, you do. You like the paycheck.
And we're going to fight this case with all of our might until we don't have to fight any longer.
What I wonder is whenever these lawyers are covering these scumbags, if there's any bit of them that begin to believe that their guy is actually free.
Mm-hmm.
And that their guy is actually innocent. Or if rather, they're just getting their paycheck for their child support.
The visit happening just days before Diddy's mom spoke out in his defense.
Mm-hmm.
Janice Combs telling fans, my son is not the monster they have painted him to be.
No, he's even worse than a monster. Diddy makes monsters look awesome. Hey, everybody, I want to hang out with a monster. I'm not going to get raped with lube.
Is your father at flight risk?
As for Diddy's kids, we're told they're heartbroken and disappointed over dad's arrest. A source saying they are disheartened by how quickly the public has turned on him.
That is funny. Oh, the cities, the city of New York, city of Miami. Miami, not Miami. Miami would be the stepsister city. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the key to Miami, the key to New York. He was given the key to every city. He was hanging out with every celebrity. And now everyone's like, get away from me. Please don't have any tapes of me at the freak offs.
I'm a very blessed mother. And I know it, you know.
This is her from 97. I'm very blessed because my son, like, you know, is making all this money and I'm nothing without the money. Although I should be giving credit to giving birth to him.
Very blessed mother. And I know it, you know, and I'm so very proud of him.
Oh, whatever. Enough of you. You're enabling it. Is this the son you want to defend?
As for Diddy, his lawyers are trying for the third time to get him out on bail.
Hopefully not.
The proposal. He'd have travel restricted to Florida and New York.
How can you trust him to travel?
Home detention with GPS monitoring. 24/7 monitoring by a third-party security force.
If they let him out, they're dumb as hell.
No access to the internet, no phones, no female visitors except family. Weekly drug testing and video camera monitoring if necessary.
Get up on that.
Meanwhile, Diddy will face a federal judge tomorrow for a different matter.
There's two reasons that they're going to be having this hearing. To determine whether or not he's going to be moved to a different jail and probably get a trial date.
Diddy's team will ask for the trial to start in April or May.
Agencies, cases and cases of baby oil, more than 1,000 bottles altogether.
Oh, wow.
The question, was any of that baby oil laced with a date rape drug? That's the new claim in a soon-to-be-filed civil lawsuit.
And there is a video of Britney Spears like 23 years ago. She's at the VMAs, I believe, and she's talking all wild and like very much slurring her words. And she went to a Diddy party a night before.
In the suit, there is a part where Mr. Combs is threatening her with a knife and makes her take off her clothes. And then he takes what she believes is some type of lubricant or oil.
She said
he just started squirting it at her. Over the course of this, her body got more and more limp, and she couldn't figure out essentially what was causing it.
You know what's crazy is the original lead must really like defending Diddy, because all of a sudden we're hearing about all of this, but they knew it the whole time.
Diddy has always denied any allegations of sexual abuse and rape. Attorney Ariel Mitchell Kidd speculated to News Nation on what she believes may have been in the oil.
It seems that oil in general is used as a conduit for specific drugs like GHB. It seems to me that there were some types of drugs mixed into the oil, which that was what was lowering her.
What a sociopath.
Her defenses.
Ah, but Mama Diddy, defend that son of yours. Sounds like a real good guy. 856-49-HAPPY.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
We're going to turn now to the latest on Sean Diddy Combs, due in court, and the attorneys push for his release on bail. And for a spring date in a sex trafficking trial. Senior investigative correspondent.
Yeah, they're trying to push it back so they can somehow get the case dropped. I feel like for some reason it's going to get dropped. I just have no hope in the world.
Aaron Kutursky is here with more for us. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning to you, Michael. Sean Combs is locked up without bail. So today he's going to ask a judge to stand trial as soon as possible. This morning, Sean Diddy Combs is getting ready for court, where he's pleaded not guilty to charges that accuse him of leading a criminal enterprise that sexually abused and exploited women.
Not good.
The defense is accusing federal agents and prosecutors of tainting the jury pool with unlawful leaks, taking aim at the well-publicized raids on Diddy's homes, and this video obtained by CNN showing Combs attacking his then-girlfriend Cassie in a hotel hallway. Combs is in jail, so his attorneys are asking for an expedited trial beginning in April or May.
Speedy trial really is going to depend on whether or not the prosecution feels as though they are ready for trial in the spring. Do they have enough evidence? Have they spoken to enough witnesses? And are they prepared enough to start trial in this early spring?
The defense is still trying to get Diddy released on bail, arguing he offered to comply with restrictive conditions that would have prevented any conceivable risk of flight or danger. The hip-hop mogul offered to sequester in his $50 million Miami estate.
Please, I want to go to my house.
Limit visitors and give up his cell phone. But the judge found Diddy a threat to witnesses and a danger to women.
Duh.
Today, he'll appear before a new judge assigned to the case.
Based on what they're telling me, he's a monster.
Plaintiff's attorney Andrew Van Arsdale telling ABC News a growing number of women and men, nearly 300 now, are coming forward claiming they were invited into Diddy's luxurious world, drugged and sexually assaulted, often on tape. And the lawyer says it's not just Combs.
We've received a lot of accusations against very well-known celebrities that allegedly participated in these after parties, that were either in the room, maybe witnessing these sexual assaults taking place, or even participating in them.
The attorney has declined to name the celebrities in his...
Yeah, he doesn't want to do that. 856-49-HOPPY. And finally, the breaking news. Sean Diddy Combs to stand trial on federal sex trafficking charges in May 2025. Breaking just 5 minutes ago. The musician remains in federal custody after being denied bail multiple times. A Manhattan judge has set a trial date in the federal government case against Sean Diddy Combs. The trial is set to begin on Monday, May 5th, 2025. Diddy now faces charges of racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, and transportation to engage in prostitution. He pleaded not guilty and remains in federal custody as multiple judges have denied him bail, ruling that he presents a risk of threatening or harming witnesses. In a new development in the case, Diddy's lawyer has accused the federal government of leaking the harrowing 2016 video of Diddy attacking his then-girlfriend, Cassie. In a motion for a hearing, Diddy's lawyer alleged that the government wanted to damage Mr. Combs' reputation. That is how much of a scumbag you are, is a video of a man beating the crap out of Cassie. They're like, that's a government conspiracy. That's what all morons go to.
Mm-hmm.
Every single moron in the world, it's a conspiracy against Trump. It's a conspiracy against that, Elon Musk. It's a conspiracy that if Kamala Harris gets elected, I like saying her name wrong because I don't like her. If she gets elected, I'm going to go to jail. I'm Elon Musk. I'm going to go to... Shut up. Not everything's that deep. Your person didn't get released because he has raped like 10,000 people, dude. Read the room. I know you're trying to defend Diddy and be on his good side and whatever and blah, 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 but you're being a little bitch, bro. That's the problem, is these lawyers, they defend and they, you know, try to be by their client's side, but sometimes just don't talk.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
You know who Diddy's lawyer reminds me of? Is that lawyer from The Simpsons. The Simpsons lawyer. Oh my God, that guy was so irritating, but so funny. And there's some times that he really reminds me of Diddy's lawyer. You look at the guy and you go, right here, loading the clip. We got slow internet because of the LTE. Mm-hmm. Right here.
Uh-oh. We've drawn Judge Snyder.
Is that bad?
Well, he's had it in for me ever since I kind of ran over his dog.
You did?
Well, replace the word kinda with the word repeatedly, yeah, and the word dog with son.
That is Diddy's lawyer. And then there's this.
Beyonce and Jay-Z's attorney slams Piers Morgan after a guest compared them to Sean Diddy Combs during an interview on Piers Morgan Uncensored.
I mean, is he wrong? Yeah, it's probably not smart to go up against Jay-Z and Beyonce, but he's probably correct. And by the way, Piers Morgan had to say sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bitch move, Piers. You're a bitch.
The couple's attorney issues a scathing response to an interview Piers Morgan held on his show with Jaguar Wright during...
I didn't know people watched Piers Morgan.
...which she claimed Beyonce and Jay-Z had more, quote, victims than Sean Diddy Combs.
That woman that said it looks like she's not kidding.
Who was arrested last month on charges of racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution. He has since pleaded not guilty to the charges. B&J's attorney Alex Spiro tells TMZ October 9th, there's rumors and then there's nonsense, and this is one step further. This is a formal and pointed accusation of something. Alex explains his legal ultimatum as, remove that false accusation that's demonstrably false, or a court's gonna order you to. And I think he made the wise choice and acted accordingly.
Got it.
After removing Wright's interview, Piers issued an apology during the October 8th broadcast of his show.
Well, Jaguar Wright unexpectedly made several serious allegations about Jay-Z and Beyonce during that interview. As I said in the moment, they were not present to respond or defend themselves.
Oh, sure.
But now they have. Their lawyers contacted us to say that those claims were totally false.
You are so whipped, bro.
And have no basis in fact.
Oh, sure.
And we've therefore complied with the legal request
to
cut them from the original interview.
Oh, sure.
Editing interviews is not something we do lightly at a show called Uncensored.
Yeah.
But, like the proverbial cries of fire in a crowded theater...
Yeah, you're not uncensored. You're pretty censored, bro. If you were uncensored, you would not say sorry.
There are legal limits on us, too.
Bro, this is you. You are whipped by Beyonce and Jay-Z. You tried to make it in America, Piers Morgan, on CNN, and you failed replacing Larry King's old ass. You are whipped. You're a little bitch. Mm-hmm. I would say that to your face. I can't stand Piers Morgan. I'm just sad because I love listening to Diddy growing up and love listening to Jay-Z and that. And now it's all tainted.
I apologize to Jay-Z and Beyonce.
E! News has reached out to reps for Jaguar but has not yet heard back.
Mm-hmm.
In his statement to TMZ, B&J's attorney also reveals why their legal team escalated their response to the claims the way they did. Alex says somebody on a so-called journalistic platform exploited that kind of random rumor mill and lifted it up.
Kind of true.
And by doing that, they not only caused harm, but they are also drowning out the voices of real victims.
Kind of true.
That was too much for me.
Mm. This segment has been too much for me. Covering Diddy is just so grimy. Makes you feel like you have to wash your hands. Grab that soap. Make sure it's not Diddy's baby oil. Or else it'll be really awkward the next morning. That sounds like something you would hear in Diddy's bedroom. All right, this just got quite disturbing. I was trying to clench the segment, but that means we're going to go to break.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Go. Nigga, I'm just playing with you.
My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Right.
My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Right.
On the block, bang, bang, boogie. I'm the candy man with a bag full of goodies. Oh, but these ain't for the children. These for them smokers behind the building. Damn, getting money is a hell of a feeling. If you ain't stacking chips, what's the point of dealing? You don't hear me cry about dollars. If it's money in the street, then it's money in my wallet. They say it's all about the money and the power. So cop the weed and a whole lot of powder. You made it in a week and I made it in an hour. I roll with killers and you roll with cowards. Dark City is dangerous, and it ain't too many niggas that scared to bust. But niggas know they can't play with us, and them out of towners know they can't slang with us.
Cause my hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Right.
My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Right. In my heart, they get it cracking, homie. Yeah. Two gets is on me. Right. Hood version of Axel Foley. Round the way, them cats is hungry. Yeah. They bust clips and they don't fuck with the rats or police. Don't act like you bamers know me. Nope. You're wrong. We can't get along like Shaq and Kobe. Woo. All I do is sit back and blow trees. So you know my four favorite words is acid, drone, please. This youngin's running with a rack of OGs. It's a cold world, so we have to hold heat. Keep talking, I'll leave your ass with no seat. Have you running home like that bastard stole me? Why shoot you, my man, to clap your for me? Had your shirt looking like you spilled ravioli. Got a problem? Man, I smash the whole beef and make it to the hood right back in one piece.
Cause my hood ain't Beverly Hills. Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Right.
My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Right.
See, I'm an alley cat, avoid hood rats. A one-track mind, homie, making that paper stack. You disrespect anyway and get your head cracked. And after the yellow tape gone, homie, I'm right back. See, in my hood, we cook that cocaine proper. At the table, mass on, cutting dope like a doctor. Old heads work the handguns while youngers work choppers. If your girl getting money, why the hell you won't stop her, huh? I bet not catch a talking to coppers. Cause if I do my hood hot, and I'm a hood hopper. I'm uptown now on First and T's. Got the coke on the one way and the dope in the alley. Hanging with youngers that kill like they from Cali. They natural born with it, they like Mickey and Mallory. I don't hate them, I just put them on salary. Tell them Merc any clown in the club that's smiling me.
Cause my hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Right.
My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers chasing that meal.
Right.
People ask, why do you go, or go, because I can. Mm-hmm. This following segment has been brought to you by DZBZHoney.com.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. I currently am really high. I took 40 milligrams of this Delta 8 gummy that I got from Sitka. If Christina is listening, she is the person that works at the front of Sitka.
Mm-hmm.
And she listens to my show and she wanted a shout out. So there you go, Christina. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm on some Delta 8 gummies and I feel good. But you know what was like the icing on the cake? Like, yes, these gummies are good. Don't get me wrong. But DZBZHoney.com, that's next level, brah. So at DZBZHoney.com, you can get a lollipop, a honey stick, or a jar of honey. And it's got Delta 8 and CBD in it. It's like light weed. It's got some THCA.
Mm-hmm.
DZBZHoney.com. At checkout, use keyword Hoppy. H-O-P-P-E to save 20%.
Now, something completely different.
Did you know Ryan Hoppy is bipolar? He loves it. No, he hates it. He loves it. No, he hates it. Get what we did there.
No.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What is it?
That's right. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I think we need some lo-fi vibes right now. I do, at least. Oh, yeah.
Happy hour in the air.
That's right.
Feel the vibe everywhere.
Got it.
Kick back in your chair.
Oh, sure.
Life beyond compare. Happy hour, take it slow. Let the rhythm gently flow. Catch the beats in the glow. Tune in, let it grow. Happy hour, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Happy hour everywhere. Happy hour, feel the flare. Oh yeah. Happy hour if you dare. Happy hour, set the scene.
856 49 Happy. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Alrighty. We have so much going on in the world. So let's get into it right now on Hoppy Hour. It's going to be a good time. We're going to rant and have a lot of fun.
Happy Hot Topic!
Mm-hmm. Let me unmute this website.
Water now is really starting to pour over. If you look at the ground, whoa!
Anderson Cooper struck by debris during a live news hit while covering Hurricane Milton in Florida.
So I have a rule on my show. I watch things for the first time because I want to learn about it with the listeners for the first time. So when I heard that Anderson Cooper was hit by flying debris, I was like, oh my God, is he okay? He's fine.
Really, nothing beats live TV. You never know.
Yeah. Also, by the way, who knows? Maybe one of his cameramen threw it at him. There's been times that there has been alleged footage of them catching these reporters lying a little bit.
Really, nothing beats live TV. You never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The CNN anchor braving the storm, reporting on the hurricane during high winds and heavy rainfall.
The winds have really picked up. The water's really moving. You can get a sense of just how fast the wind is moving there. You can see it in the light there. It is now just whipping off the Manatee River.
Yeah.
It's coming in from kind of the north, I guess, northeast.
Got it.
But
it's kind of weird seeing him in Bradenton, Florida, because I live near there. It's like, that's kind of where I live.
At one point during the broadcast, a flying object hits Anderson's face.
Yeah. This is what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, of the national media making it look worse. Again, it was bad.
The water now is real.
But it's not that bad. He's making it look like end of the world. It was end of the world, but it wasn't end of the world.
Really starting to pour over. If you look at the graph, whoa.
Oh, you got hit by a box. No way. Which is the first time you've ever had any interaction with a box.
Okay. That wasn't good.
Oh, whatever. What a little drama queen. I got hit by something. You're fine. People lost their roofs. Their roofs. You're not like at your hotel and you're reporting from there and it just, you know, goes to crap. This went to crap.
I'll take you from that powerful image to another powerful image that's emerging from this storm. I don't know if you've seen this yet. The roof of Tropicana Field ripped off by...
Oh, man.
Milton's high winds.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that the Tampa Bay Rays are the cheapest baseball team in all of the MLB. Once it's time to pay a player what they're worth, they go to another team and then contribute to their success. We're like a sort of a farm baseball team, you know? Like, we're a professional farm team because we grow talent and then they go elsewhere. The owner is cheap. Why does this matter right now? Literally. The cover of Tropicana Field was fabric. Mm-hmm. Steinberg, the owner, is cheap.
NBC Stephanie Goskas made her way there overnight. Hey, Steph, morning.
Mm.
Hey, Hoda, guys, good morning to you. You know, the Tampa Bay Rays team tells us that that roof was supposed to sustain 115-mile-an-hour winds. Now,
by the way, this is the most national coverage that the Rays have ever gotten.
Now, the top gust in St. Petersburg last night was 101 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously too much for that stadium, which has a capacity of 25,000 people, turned into more of a hulking ghost ship overnight.
Oh, sure.
The panels that you're looking at are made of fiberglass and they're covered with Teflon. And people who live in this area say that overnight they actually heard the sound of ripping fabric.
That's the most noise that's ever come from Tropicana Field.
And now you see that the roof is almost entirely gone. Just a few days ago, Governor Ron DeSantis said that this stadium was going to be used as something like a base camp for both emergency workers as well as those logistical units that were going to help.
Oh, go fuck yourself, DeSantis.
Clear debris. What we don't know right now is who was in there and who what they were doing last.
Oh, man. DeSantis thinking that's a safe place.
Tonight, we know that there were some personnel, the fire department here in St. Petersburg, saying that those people took shelter in the corridors. But Tampa Bay PR tells us that everyone who was inside is being accounted for.
That is the most Tampa Bay Rays thing of all time. So if you're listening nationally, because we're on in 9 radio markets and I'm on 4 podcasting platforms, so I have 13 affiliates of all these people I talk to, and not all of them are in Florida. Tropicana Field is right next to the highway. It's the Tampa Bay Rays, but they play in St. Petersburg. Nobody in Tampa cares about them. Whenever I say this, I piss people off because people that are fans of the Rays, it's a very big group, but it's a small group, but they're passionate. So they live in a universe where they think the Rays matter. Mm-hmm. You don't. If you really cared, you'd go to games. Los Angeles, Boston, New York, Detroit, Chicago, L.A. They go to the games. Oh, but there's traffic. Cry me a river. You can go get a burger in St. Pete. No one cares about the Rays in Tampa. And the problem is they have this stadium called Tropicana Field. It's like this big dome that's so ugly. And I went to a wake there for a local sportscaster, and that stadium is better for a funeral than a baseball game. Nobody goes. There's an echo if you talk. And this just in, I'm really loud, so everybody could probably hear me. Here's what I'm saying. This is the most Tampa Bay Rays thing to ever happen to the Tampa Bay Rays, because Amalie Arena, home of the Lightning, Raymond James, yeah, they're outside places, but they're fine. But this happening to the Rays is just so on point with the Rays. And I know me saying this probably pisses off a lot of Rays fans. But you got to admit, you got a cheap owner. You guys never get the job done when it matters. You're money ball baseball. You're fine. You're good. But you're never going to win it all. And this just perfectly describes the Rays and everything about that team.
Guys,
so Steph, with all the damage to the stadium, now what?
Well, I mean, this was supposed to support 10,000 workers, whether
that's the big debate there.
Emergency workers or people clearing debris. That's a lot of people. This area needs a lot of help. Those teams are going to need support. They're going to have to figure out where to support them from and where they're going to house all of those supplies. We reached out to the governor to get more details on what their...
Did the governor reply?
Backup plan will be, but at this point we haven't heard back from them.
Oh, Governor DeSantis not replying to anybody? That's pretty on par. Screw that guy, by the way. He declined all these bills to help improve Florida. But yeah, every single MAGA person, and this is coming from a guy who's not voting, so I don't like any politicians, but everybody in the MAGA cult thought that Ron DeSantis should be president or Ron DeSantis should be vice president. He can't even run Florida. He doesn't talk to anybody on his opposition. Can you imagine him talking to other countries? He's a moron.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Yeah. Pack, boost, pack, boost.
should feel honored. We live in the days of our lives with no Oscar. Even though I'm young and restless from all the drama, relationships is something like a soap opera. Cause if your man met you and left his ex-girl, what make you think he won't leave you for the next girl? Caught your husband creeping with the girl next door. It came back like a boomerang, you vexed girl. Equality is what keep me and my lady standing. So when I tell her she pretty, she tell me I'm handsome. If you and your man had a misunderstanding, let me bone your mind to this understanding. He wants to teach you to understand him. So that's not a misunderstanding, that's a Mr. Understanding. He treats you like trash, somebody to treat you better. Cause one man's trash is another man's treasure.
You thought you had the best of me.
You thought you had the best of me. I knew, but you just didn't see. Should've thought before you messed around.
Yo, Ron DeSantis, go fuck yourself. You little bitch. I ain't letting you off the hook. You're a coward, a liar, and a failure. But hey, at least you copy Trump with your mannerisms. You douche. All right, enough of that. We need good vibes. Just hearing Ron DeSantis not reply to the reporter. God, you're a douche.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Woo! Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com. And at checkout, use keyword Ryan20 to save 20%.
Hey, this is Rick Rumble from Rumble in the Morning on FM 99 in Norfolk, Virginia, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with my buddy Ryan Hoppy.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear. Join us for the laughter, music, and goodbye.
Oh, sure.
Ryan's got the answers to brighten up your ride. Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear. News and jokes together. Make your mornings bright. We're setting things just right. Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear.
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
I didn't evacuate. I can't drive, first of all.
That sounds good.
Caroline Calloway says she's staying put as Floridians brace for Hurricane Milton.
They're showing a picture of what the hurricane looks like over Florida on the globe, even though Kyrie Irving and Shaq think the Earth is flat. And man, it's really scary when you look at the picture of planet Earth during a hurricane.
The influencer explains in an October 8th update on her Instagram stories that she has no plans to leave her home in Sarasota.
Yeah, this is the thing, like I talked about in the beginning. Not everybody can leave. The national media picks on Florida. It's like, get over it.
Despite living in a mandatory evacuation area.
All right, well, that's kind of dumb. Like, I went to a part that wasn't mandatory evacuating.
Ahead of Hurricane Milton, which is expected to make landfall on October 9th.
Yeah. I'm going to die.
I think she did it for clout. I honestly think that Caroline Calloway was like, I want to like make content for TikTok.
It's supposed to make landfall in the Sarasota Bradenton area.
There is this thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's not Floridians. It's people that move to Florida that have all their family from up north. Mm-hmm. And they love doing that thing where they freak out everybody and they make everybody think, oh my God, am I going to be okay? Because people see what's on the national news. So like people like this influencer who was born in Falls Church, Virginia, she's from up north. So she's making all her fans, it's fear mongering. I'm not saying Florida didn't get hit, but the people that are transplants that moved to Florida, those are the people that go, look at me, I'm going to make a Facebook post about it. The true Floridians grind it out. Yeah, they might evacuate. Yeah, they might mark themselves as safe on Facebook, but you kind of keep it low key and you don't make it about you when nothing happened and other people lost their house.
I'm in Sarasota. Mm. I live on the water.
Yeah.
It's zone A, mandatory evacuation.
Dummy.
Listen, I didn't evacuate. I can't drive, first of all.
That's you sound like a real catch.
Second of all, the airport is closed.
Third of all, you could have left on Monday when no one was on the road.
Third of all, the last time I evacuated for a hurricane, I went to my mom's house in Northport for Hurricane Ian.
Oh, I can't be around my mom, the one that gave me everything, probably.
It was like 1 or 2 years ago. Her whole street flooded and we were evacuated after 3 days without power and food.
Look at me assuming. I make an ass of you and me.
We were running water by the U.S. military. It was like, it was very traumatic.
Scammer author who has made headlines over the years for her controversial online antics shares she and her cat are now hunkering down as they get ready to brace the storm.
Oh, that's great. She must be insufferable to date. I see her being the girl that, like, you text her good morning and she reads the text message and then replies, like, at 2 p.m. and is like, what you doing? She just kind of gives, like, that vibe and just, like, not someone you want to date.
Mm-hmm. Oh, happy hot topic.
Here's someone you wouldn't want to date. Mm-hmm.
You moved me. Not just with your gyrations and so on, but your beautiful face.
Gene Simmons is facing backlash following his appearance on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
The rocker serves as a guest judge on the popular dance competition show October 8th.
The guy from the 70s that made songs about banging younger girls is a creep? Whoa!
During this season's hair metal themed episode.
Mm.
However, his comments about the female dancers did not earn him a perfect score with viewers.
All right.
Following retired NFL star Danny Amendola and partner Whitney Carson's Paso Doble performance, Gene raises eyebrows as he compliments the pro dancer.
You know, this is a brand new experience for me, and it's difficult to look at both of you and to figure out which one is more hot, hot, hot.
He is walking sexual harassment.
Danny, I'm telling you, you're right next to somebody, one of the more beautiful women on the planet. She makes you...
He kind of talks like Trump.
You look good, but...
Later in the
show, you asked for Gene Simmons, you're gonna get Gene Simmons.
Show the 75-year-old again draws attention when giving feedback on actress Chandler Kinney and partner Brandon Armstrong.
I'm realizing that all the content from the 70s through maybe 2014 could not be made now. We are so sensitive. You bring out Gene Simmons, he's gonna do his creepy thing.
Jive routine.
Chandler, you fogged up my glasses.
Heaven forbid you bring a little personality to these shows. I think you did fine dancing. I think you could have moved your hips more. And then you get this guy. Hot, hot, hot. Heaven forbid you spice it up a little bit.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you moved me, not just with your gyrations and so on, but
all right, that's not good.
Your beautiful face and how you were into the emotion of it.
All right, that was a little weird there.
Top to bottom, you're pretty good too. But I'm telling you.
And fans were quick to take to social media to express their displeasure with Gene. One viewer writing on X, Gene Simmons' comments about the ladies are giving the energy of the gross uncle who corners you at the reunion.
That's why. Because the people that are creepy, that are uncles that corner you at the reunion, they're all Gene Simmons fans.
Another post, Gene Simmons is seriously sucking all the energy out of the ballroom with his creepy comments about the female dancers.
You hire Gene Simmons, you get Gene Simmons. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you have an affair early on?
Yeah, but I don't think Andy ever knew about that.
Martha Stewart admits to cheating on her husband.
A felon being a cheater? No!
In her new Netflix documentary.
Mm-hmm.
In the trailer for Martha, the lifestyle mogul...
She has such like a good image right now, like her and Snoop Dogg hang out. And she had that big breakthrough in 2015 at the Pete Davidson roast, or at the Justin Bieber roast, where Pete Davidson killed it. But what I'm saying is Martha Stewart the last 10, 12 years has had a good reputation, but 2004 Martha, when she was going to prison, oh, that was not good.
Says she was unfaithful to her ex-husband, Andy Stewart.
Mm.
She makes the confession while giving her thoughts on whether to stay in a relationship that isn't working.
Young women, listen to my advice. If you're married and your husband starts to cheat on you, he's a piece of shit. Get out of that marriage.
Didn't you have an affair early on?
Yeah, but I don't think Andy ever knew about that.
Oh, it's different when I do it because I'm Martha.
The pair were married for nearly 3 decades after tying the knot in 1961.
Yeah, he seems like someone you would cheat on, unfortunately. Kind of a beta move.
They welcomed their daughter Alexis Stewart in 1965 and ultimately divorced in 1990.
Oh, man. She's probably just getting banged out at another house. And he's like, what's on TV? Oh, Three's Company. She'll be home at 2 a.m. when her hair's all messy and she's got a little cologne on her.
Per a press release, the documentary follows the culinary icon all the way from her teen years when she was a model to her path to becoming a very wealthy mogul.
Oh, good for you. You got money, but you went to jail and you're also a cheater. You have no integrity.
What does it mean to be the first female self-made billionaire in American history?
Oh, congratulations. Pat yourself on the back more.
Three.
And no to anybody commenting, no, I'm not jealous of her money. I just think she's a terrible person. And no one calls it out because they fall for the propaganda of, oh my God, it's Grandma Martha. She's probably a terrible person. If she was a man, she would be ripped into. She's literally a female Trump, just maybe not as much of a pedophile.
If there was ever the original influencer, it's Martha.
The hardest thing is to retain cultural relevance as an older woman.
This documentary of Martha is pretty much equivalent to her grabbing her vibrator from her drawer and being like, I want to pleasure myself. That's what she's doing. This is just a kiss-ass Netflix documentary about how great Martha is.
And she's done it.
I was considered crazy.
You are.
But it worked. I'm strict and I'm demanding and I'm all those good things that...
No, you're not. That's not good. It's successful for you.
That make a successful person.
You literally went to prison.
In the business world, that's a great trait for a man.
Yeah.
But for a woman, you know, she was a bitch.
All of that did inspire me tremendously.
What a sociopath.
Doc also addresses her time in prison, where she spent 5 months behind bars.
I feel like it was longer, man. I was like in fourth grade, 10 years old-ish.
After she was found guilty on charges, including conspiracy and obstruction of justice related to selling stock.
I was a trophy for these idiots. I was dragged into solitary, no food or water.
Oh, poor you. Don't commit a crime, dummy.
This prosecutor should have been put in a Cuisinart and turned on high.
Oh, she sounds like such a delight. Martha Stewart at a roast. Oh, the cool grandma. This is her being a bitch.
Then Pookie cut her house. And
all right, I've had enough of her. Making me mad. Oh, but she's so wonderful. She's so amazing. She's so awesome. Oh, God. And we have this here. This is quite interesting.
It was a WAG reunion last night at the Kansas City Chiefs game. Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes enjoy a sweet meetup on October 7th to watch the team's game against the New Orleans Saints. In a cute moment captured inside the Arrowhead Stadium, the pregnant mother of two is spotted rushing up to Taylor for a sweet hug, which the singer returns. For the game, Brittany, who is currently pregnant and shares two kids with Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, seemed to be channeling a different Brittany that night, turning heads in a look that paid tribute to the iconic Britney Spears.
Brittany Mahomes is that girl that always has to make it about her, which is fine. I do the same thing whenever I'm in public, but she's always like, look at me dressing like another celebrity. Like, cool. Congratulations, you put on clothes.
Mm-hmm. Every mom knows this. You know, when you have your kids, your whole mind changes, your whole being, your whole world, your perspective, how you think of things. You understand what it is to love something more than yourself.
Now, as Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck navigate their divorce, a source tells ET the exes are putting their kids first amid this difficult transition.
That's good. Wow, you guys are caring about the kids? Whoa.
You know, I feel like it's my job to hold us together in that way.
Oh, yeah, you're a real leader.
It's my job to kind of put the kids first and our family first.
Our source says Ben and Jen are trying to keep things very cordial across the board. They are in contact, and staying friendly for the kids' well-being is super important to everyone.
I used to produce the Migs and Swig show with Don Migs and Ben Swig Held Fund. And Ben Swig Held Fund was married to Nikki DiBartolo, and they have a book. If you're out there and you're not getting along with your ex and you have a kid, go on Amazon and purchase My Happy Divorce by Nikki DiBartolo and Ben Swig.
Our source calls the transition difficult for their kids, but the former couple is doing their best to communicate openly and move forward gracefully.
I want them to be aware of the world around them. I want them to be loving. I want them to feel loved.
Why? Because you never received that and you don't know how to do that. So you're like, I hope they do the opposite of me.
All of that stuff I got to do. I'm the teacher.
Oh, whatever. I don't want you to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even want you to be a substitute teacher.
Garth Brooks says his rape accuser.
Oh, geez. We're 70 minutes in.
Garth Brooks says his rape accuser wanted to blackmail him for millions.
Garth Brooks just gives off the vibe of someone you don't want to date.
Days before, his former hairstylist and makeup artist accused him of rape and other sex crimes in a California lawsuit using the alias Jane Roe. The country star preemptively filed a lawsuit in Mississippi to block her from suing. However, after he was identified as the plaintiff in the press, he filed an amended complaint that noted the woman's name. The singer writes in legal documents filed October 8th and obtained by E! News, Brooks is the victim of a shakedown when Jane Roe threatened to publish lies about him, intending to blackmail Brooks into paying her millions of dollars. He filed the lawsuit to preserve his reputation, establish the truth, and put a stop to her scheme. In his amended complaint, also filed October 8th and obtained by E! News, Brooks alleges that 2 months before his accuser came forward with her suit, he was sent a demand letter from her lawyer containing allegations of sexual grooming, creation of a sexually hostile work environment.
He just gives off weird vibes. All those country music guys, him, the guy that did Luke Combs kind of bothers me. Morgan Wallen seems like an alcoholic douchebag. They just got that like bro vibe, that small D energy. I drive a pickup truck and have a Magnum condom for no reason.
Unwanted sexual touching and sexual assault. The filing says the woman also alleged a belief that Brooks planned to hire someone to murder her.
It sounds delightful.
He adds that in the July letter, the woman threatened to publicly file a civil complaint against him unless he agreed to pay her millions of dollars. The country star further indicates the accusations were in retaliation after the woman, who he said worked for him for about 15 years as an independent contractor, asked him for salaried employment and medical benefits, and he advised he could not agree to her demands.
Let me see here. That is absolutely, positively a scumbag move. Here's why. All these people... Let me see here. Garth Brooks' age. I want to get to the point. The Wi-Fi is a little slow. I'm getting to a point here. Garth Brooks, his age is 62. So this out-of-touch boomer who has a big net worth probably doesn't realize that jobs don't pay a lot and that you need healthcare and benefits, and it's like striking gold in the job world. And his net worth is $400 million. So I assume he probably pays $20 an hour. There's a former offensive lineman that I used to work for that owes me $70. A lot of times these millionaires, when you do like little things for them, like canvassing or these little jobs, they don't pay.
He further notes that his decision to name his accuser publicly in the amended complaint comes after her lawyer identified Brooks while talking about the legal battle with a media outlet. Mm. The documents state she gave the court fewer than 48 hours after filing her opposition before publicly leaking Brooks' identity to the press. The woman's legal team has slammed his decision to name her, saying in a statement to The Hollywood Reporter, Garth Brooks just revealed his true self. Out of spite and to punish, he publicly named a rape victim.
He doesn't seem like a good guy.
With no legal justification, Brooks outed her because he thinks the laws don't apply to him.
Of course it doesn't. He's Garth Brooks, bro. He's worth $400 million. I bet he's the guy that thinks that transgender people are ruining the world. Those guys are ruining it with their sissy dresses. Well, I'm being accused of rape and not paying people.
On behalf of our client, we will be moving for maximum sanctions against him immediately.
He just has sociopath energy.
Immediately.
Where, like, all his fans think so well about him. Like, I bet this accuser probably thought he was awesome.
Her lawsuit, the woman had accused Brooks of openly talking about sexual subjects, purposefully exposing himself to her, repeating his sexual fantasies to her, sending her sexually explicit text messages, and making remarks about having a threesome with his wife, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, I bet he cheats on her all the time. That's not a business relationship. I've hung around celebrity-ish people, like local celebrities and those business relationships where the guy's cheating all the time and the woman's banging the trainer. Those are fascinating relationships.
Roe also alleges in her filing that Brooks raped her in a hotel room during a work trip in 2019.
Sounds like a great guy.
And that when her lawyers contacted him to disclose that
I bet he believes in God, too. God's plan.
She was prepared to file a complaint in California to hold him accountable for his sexual assaults.
Yeah, God's plan.
He allegedly retaliated and used the fact that Ms. Roe had dared to speak about the harm he forced on her as an opportunity to inflict even more harm and pain on Ms. Roe. Mm. The suit states, specifically, while pretending to be in discussions with Ms. Roe to resolve her legal claims against him, on September 13, 2024, Brooks filed a preemptive abuse complaint against Ms. Roe under the Declaratory Judgment Act.
All right. He is just the absolute worst. Then we got this here, a little cat fight between two women.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I think even Julianne was recently in an interview saying the win that should never have happened out of all 33 seasons was Bobby Bones.
Sharna Burgess is revealing why she was hurt by Julianne Hough's comments on her Dancing with the Stars win. The 39-year-old is reacting to fellow dancer and current Dancing with the Stars co-host Julianne Hough, saying she didn't think radio DJ Bobby Bones, Sharna's partner on season 27, deserved the victory.
Oh, that's good. I've met Bobby. He's very standoffish, but he's fine.
Sharna says this on the Between Us Moms podcast on October 9th.
It also sucks that of all the incredible seasons that I had, I am remembered as the win that no one wanted. And we say no one, right?
You're a dancing show. It's not that important, honey.
People voted the way...
No one cares. Like, people did vote. But at the end of the day, Sharma Burgess, it doesn't matter.
We won was because enough people voted. So
your crap smells, honey.
Enough people wanted it. But I think even Julianne was recently in an interview saying the win that should never have happened out of all 33 seasons was Bobby Bones.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, it just sucks. Like,
oh, wow. You know what you're doing? You're giving Bobby Bones a platform where everyone's going to start listening to a show because his show is good. This is like an ex-girlfriend that speaks out publicly about somebody. This is the same thing. Oh, I'm so mad at Bobby. I'm going to give him free publicity. I'm going to give him a free billboard.
It does hurt a little bit.
Dummy.
Because I wish I could have left a good legacy, like a beautiful legacy on this.
Trust me, your dancing is not the reason you have a bad legacy. You're probably hard to be around.
Sing with the Stars after my time.
During the August 18th episode of Watch What Happens Live, Julianne agrees with fellow guest Mickey Guyton about which Dancing with the Stars winner she strongly disagrees with.
I've had enough of this. Driving me nuts. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Shut up. It's a dancing show. You're rich. You got a great life. Go away. Mm-hmm.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
See both of us on the catwalk representing our culture. Where the time and day has changed, where the women wear the pants without changing the last names. Where the words diva, diva, mean diva, diva, we run Las Vegas. And when the stock exchange bangs and we got claim to the change. All I go on, all I call me. It's just all those simple things like to be careful.
Just to have them
be there for
you, nice.
Those sweet things,
that's all a girl really wants.
Where them girls at, girls that like to be in charge. When the heat gets too hot, they just keep turning it up. Never let them see that you sweat, gotta go home. Where those winning women, that's willing, willing to take it home. Where them girls at, girls that like to be in charge. When the heat gets too hot, they just keep turning it up. Never let them see that you sweat, gotta go home. Where those winning women, that's willing, willing to take it home.
Being too confident, being held for to fail, never happen again. We don't wait, we get paid for our trade. Nowadays we sip lemonade. Instead of doing what he want, we do what we want.
Buying homes in Geneva.
Now when they say our name, it rings, rings, and that means more than things.
All I go on, all I call me.
It's just all those simple things, like to be careful,
just to have them
be there for
you.
It's those sweet things.
That was Winning Women by Nicole Scherzinger and Rihanna, a song that was never released, but is good nonetheless. I need some pump-me-up music right now. I can't just get into my sponsors, you know. Mm-hmm. And whenever I tell people I have sponsors, they're like, you have a drinking problem? I'm like, used to. It's podcast sponsors, not AA. Mm-hmm. Let this video load. Every other radio show would have perfectly edited their show, but me... we just ride the wave. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show has been brought to you by the best barber in all of the Bay Area, Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard, and that's in Tampa. Sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com to save $10 when you tell him in person that you heard about it from Happy Hour. And he's open on Friday. So if you're listening in Tampa and you need a haircut, go there. This has also been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, WestchasePrinting.com. Use keyword Ryan Hoppy on the invoice. All right. Here we go again. Let's get the party going. Set your body free. You're the king's lifting me higher. Here's Soul du Jour with Here We Go Again. Let the beat drop. Oh, yeah. Oh, to the yeah. All right. Enough of this chaos. We're going to come back on Happy Hour, and we're going to wrap this puppy up right after this.
Now, something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the Morning.
He is heavily medicated, always high,
right.
Allegedly,
oh, sure.
And caffeinated on energy drinks. What could possibly go wrong? Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Ryan Hoppy, he's a wild card.
Oh, yeah.
Please, Hoppy, I'm mad. That's a verbal.
Oh, sure.
Life.
Pump up the crowd.
Twist, radio circus.
With this song I made on Suno.com, the AI site.
I was never dull. No time to sleep.
856. 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me.
Topics on tape.
At Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ryan Hoppy.
You can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Let's get back to the content on Hoppy Hour.
No time for sleep. Laughter erupts, echoes.
No! Hoppy Hot Topic.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
It's Kamala. That's what I call her.
Kamala Harris headed into friendly territory last night,
yeah,
and shared a beer with Stephen Colbert.
One of the
Oh my God, it's Kamala being a human, drinking a beer.
Old saws is they just want somebody they can have a beer with.
Uh-huh.
So would you like to have a beer with me so I can tell people what that's like?
You're so funny, Stephen Colbert, you douche.
Like.
Harris chose Miller High Life from the battleground state of Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. This is so fake. Look at me drinking a beer. Do you guys see the video of her using a shovel? Oh, but she claims she's middle class.
Okay, the last time I had beer was at a baseball game with Doug.
So, cheers.
I thought she was going to say at a baseball game with Willie Brown, the mayor that was married to her, I was sleeping with.
Cheers.
There you go.
She always does that laugh.
There you go.
I have a new sound effect that I'm going to have every single time I make a joke. Because some radio shows will use the laugh track sound effect. But every single time I make a joke, it's going to be like this. Her in that dumb fake laugh. I don't know how to human because I got famous for being a side chick. I've slept my way to the top. And I'm probably still a better option than Trump because of the women's issues. When you don't get any votes, so, you know, get the nomination and you just get it because Biden's like, can't do this anymore. Yeah, this is a real thing. It's so creepy and fake. If anybody else laughed like this, it literally sounds like a psychopath that has you tied up that's going to kill you. Oh, Lord. It's what nightmares are. She could literally, it's like the movie Get Out. She's kind of, even though she's black, but it's like that, like, ha, 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 ha. All right, I'm getting a migraine. But yeah, whenever I make a joke, you'll be hearing that from now on. So you're all excited.
Time now for pop news with Lara. Lara, what you got?
Hey, Michael, get over here because we have big news from the world of tennis this morning. One of the greats, Rafael Nadal, has just announced his retirement.
This made me feel old because he's been playing like my whole life.
23 years and 22 yeah. Grand Slam wins later. Nadal has a record 14 French Open wins, 4 U.S. Opens, 2 Australian Opens, and 2 Wimbledon titles. The tennis star posting an emotional video to his social media to explain his decision, saying that the last 2 years have been difficult because of injuries, saying, quote, in this life, everything has a beginning and an end.
That's true.
I think it is an appropriate time to put to end a career that has been long and more successful than I could have ever imagined.
And I have a lot of back pain.
At 38 years old, Nadal is considered one of the greats to ever play the game, ranked number one for a total of 209 weeks. Nadal also took the time to thank his greatest rivals. He was part of what was called the Big Three. That, of course, included Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic. Nadal will take his final bow at next month's Davis Cup finals in, appropriately, his home country of Spain.
All righty. 856-49-OBBY. Mm-hmm.
Play of the daytime. Will Reeve is here, and Will, you have a dream this October.
I do. I dream of a Subway Series, the Yankees and the Mets, and it is possible because the Mets are on to the next round. And on June 12th, the Mets had basically no shot.
All right.
To make the playoffs. And then that day, Grimace, the McDonald's mascot that is apparently a giant abstraction of a taste bud, who knew, threw out the first pitch at a game, and the Mets turned things around.
Oh, it's not because the Mets really went to practice and worked on their swing and their pitching. It's because of Grimace. That's your typical hacky line from the morning news.
Fans and players alike have credited Grimace and his appearance with turning around the juju for the team. Look where it's gotten them. Overnight, the Mets dispatching their bitter rival, the Philadelphia Phillies. Here's the biggest...
I will always root against anything Philly. If I ever meet some asswipe out in public who's like really macho and manly and they're rude and treat you like crap, they're always from Philly.
Moment of the night, Francisco Lindor, grand slam. One swing of the bat from the Mets superstar shortstop gives the Mets all 4 runs they need.
Alrighty.
Things got a little hairy in the 9th inning because the Mets are always fun and a bit of a heart attack, but they are on to their first NLCS.
All right, good for them. That guy sounds like a Mets fan. 856-49-HOPPY. Jemele Hill making something about race? She never does that. Listen, there is racism in the world, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that racism doesn't exist. But here's the thing. Jemele Hill, everything is racism. And then sometimes she's hypocritical on social media. And then everybody goes after her. And she kind of like cowers in the corner. Mm-hmm. I saw this here. She says racism is the reason people hate athletes talking politics.
We've been having lots of debates in this newsroom for a long time.
Yeah.
Whether celebrities do or should make a difference with voters. And I think the same issue applies with sports. Why should they be in the mix? We talk about this all
the time. They shouldn't be. It wasn't until Trump got elected.
All the time.
Well, for one, they pay taxes, right? They're citizens in this country, and they have a vested interest as taxpayers and as citizens into our political structure. And one thing I want politics to be, which debuts October 17th on iHeart.
Oh, we're all going to listen to Jemele Hill bitch about the world.
Podcast or wherever you get your podcast.
We got it.
Is I want people to be educated, informed, and entertained by this podcast.
Jemele Hill entertaining us? Oh, yeah, that always happens. Like how you failed at SportsCenter?
In my opening episode, yeah. One of the things I go over is the history of sports and politics because I think people would be very fascinated by this. Right. What if I told you that George Washington, our very first president, used to mix sports and politics?
Okay, but then there was like 70 years where it didn't happen. Do you want to go back to the old days? Now, our country wasn't really that good 250 years ago.
Now, granted, sports weren't what they are now, but he would have people play games and he would offer them booze to get them to vote.
I thought you said boobs. I was like, that sounds nice.
For him. Right. So he got people.
Is that
liquor
right?
Dough. Yeah. I promise you. Look at.
We believe you. You look up race all day long.
Google it. There is.
We will.
There's a long history of this occurring and what changed in terms of how we view politics being divisive or maybe not being in sports or, you know, it shouldn't be something that's mixed together. What changed is that different people started using their sports platform. And by different, I mean black people.
Black people.
All right. Had enough of you. Blah, blah, blah. Just like that clip from The View of the cackling hens.
But someone actually reached out to me today and said that they might actually be engaged.
ESPN analyst Troy Aikman comments on the possibility of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce being engaged. The former Dallas Cowboy
Could you imagine if that was true? The funny part, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, would be the fact that the NDA was almost released about how they were going to break up. And what if, like, they're trying to get engaged to make that NDA not be the way that we find out that they broke up, and now they're like, crap, we have to get engaged.
Quarterback turned ESPN analyst reveals on the Pardon My Take podcast October 9th that the tight end may have actually popped the question.
I don't know if I cursed him or not, but someone actually reached out to me today and said that they might actually be engaged. So I might have broke the story.
Oh, well, whatever. We'll find out through her music. Either it's going to be like, oh, they're together forever and ever, or she'll make a music video where it's never her fault. And frankly, I'm going to go with the latter. I don't think it's going to be forever and ever, because it's never Taylor's fault, because she's a narcissist.
TikTok, clocks a joker playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. DHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Phone lines buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums missing Hoppy like fingers without rings. DHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show, and now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Empty speaker, silent vibe, but coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Hoppy hour. Hoppy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Happy Hour is now over.
Game over.